If you're making the switch to a vegan diet, what do you need to be mindful of? Let's find out. Welcome to 9 Minutes to Better Health, a podcast series that breaks down real science for you to use in your daily life. G'day, I'm Dr. Nick Fuller. I'm an obesity expert from the University of Sydney and RPA Hospital. The truth about obesity is it's a multifaceted problem. And on 9 Minutes to Better Health, I arm you with the science that you can use every day to answer important questions. Each podcast, I will tackle the latest research on interesting health and wellness subjects. I'll chat about topics like what's safe to eat during pregnancy, what's the best time of the day to exercise to burn fat, and how do you deal with fussy eaters, which is a topic we tackled last week, so make sure to go back and listen. But back to today's chat on going vegan. If you're making the switch to veganism, what do you need to be mindful of to ensure you're meeting your nutritional requirements? More people than ever are turning to a vegan diet for a vast variety of reasons. These include ethical, cultural, and health reasons. A vegan diet is a type of vegetarian diet that means abstaining from all animal products. This means no meat, poultry, or fish. It also means no byproducts such as eggs and dairy products. Basically, you're left to eating fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and legumes, which can make it quite challenging to meet your nutritional requirements for a variety of vitamins and minerals. The literature identifies 6 nutritional alarms when going vegan. Let's jump into the studies to find out what they are. The first 2 nutrients you need to consider are calcium and vitamin D. They are both needed for strong bones and to prevent osteoporosis, a disease that leaves you more prone to fractures. The richest source of calcium is dairy. It's also a bioavailable source of calcium, meaning this nutrient is highly absorbed in the body. If you're avoiding dairy, opt for calcium-fortified soy products, which are the next closest nutritionally complete alternative. Tofu and some dark green leafy vegetables such as kale, broccoli, and bok choy are also good sources of calcium. But not all plant foods containing calcium are equal, and this is because the calcium in some plant products is not well absorbed, as they contain substances such as oxalates and phytates, which bind to calcium and reduce its absorption in the gut, meaning you need much more of this food source to meet your recommended nutrient intake. For example, you would need about 6 cups of spinach to get the same amount of calcium from a cup of cow's milk. With respect to vitamin D, which helps absorb calcium from the stomach, it is found in byproducts of animals, including cheese and eggs, and the skin of fish. But the best source is the sun. A supplement may be required if you're not getting in your daily sunlight. Just 5 minutes every day and up to 15 minutes is plenty. The third nutrient that requires consideration is iron. Iron helps transport oxygen around the body. So if you're feeling tired when you go on a vegan diet, it's likely your iron levels are low. Women aged between 19 and 50 have a much higher iron requirement than men, more than double due to the monthly loss of blood. Meat is a heme or blood source of iron, meaning it is highly absorbed in the body. There are lots of non-heme sources of iron, including dark green leafy vegetables, fortified cereals, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, and almonds, but you need more of these plant-based sources to meet your recommended dietary intake. For example, when you begin a vegan diet, you would need to have or eat roughly 300 grams of leafy greens for every 100 grams of red meat you don't eat. Not much of the iron from the spinach that Popeye eats actually gets into his muscles. His legendary love for spinach was incorrectly calculated due to a misplaced decimal point. Way back in 1870, a German chemist by the name of Erich von Wolff was researching the amount of iron in spinach. When writing up his research, he mistakenly recorded 35 milligrams of iron in 100 grams of spinach instead of 3.5 milligrams, 10 times more generous than reality. This mistake led to the rise of Popeye and the popular misconception that spinach is exceptionally high in iron, which makes the body stronger. The fourth one is vitamin B12. This vitamin is required for the formation of red blood cells, as well as a healthy brain and nervous system. It's only found in animal products, much higher in the animal itself rather than a byproduct. And only a tiny amount is required for healthy body function. It's not naturally found in plant sources of food, and therefore it's vital to choose fortified foods such as breakfast cereals and soy products. Soy milk, tofu, and miso. This is one I would strongly recommend getting checked with your GP because a supplement may be required. The next one is the omegas. Our body can't make these, so we must get them from our diet. The omega-3s are particularly important as these are crucial for brain health and reduce inflammation in the body. Fish is the richest source of omega-3 fatty acids, specifically EPA and DHA. Alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, is the plant-based form of omega-3, which is converted to EPA and DHA in the body. However, not all omega-3 fatty acids are created equal, and this conversion process from ALA to EPA and DHA is not overly efficient. Again, you need much more of the plant-based source to meet your recommended dietary intake. EPA and DHA are found in fish, while ALA is found in oil, nuts, seeds, and vegetables. The last consideration is iodine. Iodine is essential for a healthy thyroid, and this gland is the gatekeeper to our metabolism and a healthy weight. The richest source of iodine is fish, found in the skin, and dairy products. Iodine is also found in the Earth's soils, but farming practices have resulted in iodine-deficient soils, increasing the risk of iodine deficiencies. Plant-based sources include seaweed, whole grain bread, and beans. My advice. Firstly, if you're not sure whether you should be taking supplements, particularly iron, vitamin B12 and vitamin D, talk to your GP who can perform a blood test to check and advise. Number two, rather than going cold turkey and eliminating all animal products from the get-go, think about making the transition to vegetarian first. Vegetarian diets can make it easier to meet your nutritional requirements. For example, pescatarian and flexitarian are two varieties that are growing in popularity as people choose to move away from eating meat all the time. A pescatarian will avoid meat and allow fish, while a flexitarian will only occasionally eat meat, for example, a couple of times per week. It's unlikely you'll be at risk of any deficiencies if following this type of eating pattern. And then there is the lacto-ovo category of vegetarian diets. Lacto-ovo vegetarians include dairy products and eggs, but not meat, while lacto-vegetarians include dairy products, but not eggs or meat. And then ovo-vegetarians include eggs, but not dairy or meat. Lastly, don't buy into the marketing trap. Products labelled vegan are not necessarily healthier. Many are highly processed and high in added sugar and fat. Anything that is processed is a treat and must be kept in the occasional pile. My take-home message. It is possible to meet your vitamin and mineral requirements on a vegan diet, but it can be challenging, particularly if you don't eat a wide variety of plant sources, and you need to monitor your diet closely. For personalized help with your diet plan, make sure to check out the show notes for free help on the IWL award-winning program. That's all for today, so please give us a like and share with others if you're enjoying the content, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated. The information provided in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It does not substitute professional medical advice or consultations with healthcare professionals.